Okay, so last night we got all the way up to Siman Taf Yud Aleph. So tonight we're going to do two Simanim, Taf Yud Aleph, Taf Yud Beis. They're both very short. So this is page Reish Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We are holding on at the beginning of Taf Yud Aleph on page 554, Reish Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Mishayu b'mizrach beis o b'sadeh. If a person is in a field toward the east of his house, v'amr l'shlucho lariv lo b'marav, and he asks a shliach to go set up an eruv toward the west of it, where his house is. So I'm not an eruv mehalul beis. If the guy sets up the eruv of more than 2,000 amos from where he is, your shliach goes and he sets up the eruv of more than where you can't access it, more than 2,000 amos from where you are, but your house is within 2,000 amos of where you are, we can ignore the eruv of, and your house is your makum shvisa. But if he sets up the eruv in a place that is accessible to you, that is within 2,000 amos of where you are, even though your house is also within 2,000 amos of where you are, then you go with the Eruv as your Makom Shvisa. Says the Mishnah Brura Aleph, B'mizrach Beiso B'sada, Ratzalam Rashaya B'sada B'mizrach Beiso Beish HaKiddush Lafayom. He was toward the east of his house when the Shabbos started. V'amr L'shlucha Mibod Yom, and he had previously told the Shliach, Ha'eruv V'chule Eino Kol Minishar V'chule, and the Shliach goes and he puts the Eruv in the wrong place. He puts it too far away from you where you can't even access it. So then we said you left with the makom shvisa of your bias. The kibbutz the kiddush l'vayom rachok me'iruvo yosem yalpayim. Since when Shabbos started, you were more than 2,000 amos away from your eruv. Nimsa shen yachal leilich v'litlo. It's not accessible to you. But given deino eruv, and since it's an invalid eruv, me'mele nishal shvisas beso. So we default to your home being your makom shvisa. V'lo dami l'simin tav tesef yiralv dami n'lo yosos mimkomo. But wait a second. Didn't we say before that if you try to make an eruv and the eruv doesn't work out, that lo yosos mimkomo, because you gave up on the shvisa of where you are, and by trying to make the eruv didn't work, so you're just stuck. How come over here you're not stuck? We say that you do have a shvisa, and it's just shvisa's beso. Because the case previously in Sim Tav Tes was where you were traveling and you dafka didn't want to be kona shvisa where you are. But if you're somewhere near your house, so it's very reasonable to assume that absent a valid eruv, you very much want to be kona shvisa in your house. That's one explanation as to why it's different. Another explanation is, over here it was a shliach that did it for you and he messed up. So you can say that I sent you as my shliach to do something good for me, and if you did something that's not beneficial to me, we ignore you. We pretend you never existed. And if this guy never existed, it's not a failed eruv, it's a zero. So you're left with your shvisas beso. It's not like he did a failed eruv, it's like he did nothing. And if we go with this reasoning, even if you happen to have been on the road and not within the vicinity of your home, if you had sent a shliach to make your eruv for you and he messed up, then we would not say lo yosos mimkomo, even though you're baba derech. We would say that you have the shvisa of where you are. And leisatzarech, we could be make like this. He's kona shvisa if he sets it up in the right place because he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and therefore we count your 2,000 amos from where he puts the eruv as long as he puts it in the right place within 2,000 amos of where you are. Si'if taf yud beis. Erev chatzi, a simen taf yud beis rather. Erev chatzi ayom arishon l'ruach tzafon v'asheni l'ruach darom. You try to set up two erevin for the two halves of Shabbos. One half of Shabbos you want to have an erev in the north, the other half you want to have an erev in the south. Shetav ve'yosav v'shav shalasas kein, because you made a mistake of thinking that you're allowed to do such a thing. O sha'amar l'shnayim, where you tell two different guys, erev olai, make an erev for me. Echad erev olav tzafon v'echad l'darom. And one of them went and made an erev in the north, the other one made an erev in the south. If each guy made an eruv 2,000 amos away from you, you're stuck. You cannot move because we have to be machmir for both eruvin, not makel for either of them, machmir for both of them. We don't know which eruv is the valid one. And if they didn't go the full 2,000 amos away, they put the eruv somewhere a little bit closer. So again, you're machmir in both directions, but you'll have a little wiggle room if they set set them up 1,000 amos away. If they each set them up 1,000 amos away from your bayis, so yeshlov elef ama mi beso lekalecha me'erivim. So then you can go 1,000 amos from your house according to each of the erivim. Meaning, according to if the eriv, let's say that's 1,000 amos to the east is the correct eriv, you're still able to go 1,000 amos to the west. And if the eriv that's 1,000 amos to the west is the correct eriv, you're still able to go 1,000 amos to the east. So you could go 1,000 amos in each direction. Let's say they put one toward the east, 1,000 amos toward the east, and the second one toward the west, 500 amos toward the west. Then holich lemarav elef mikoch mashashir lo erev b'mizrach. So then you're allowed to go 1,000 amos to the west from your house, because if you count the 2,000 from the erev on the east, that's where it will land you. And then you can go 1,500 amos to the east from your house, because the erev on the other side is only 500 amos to the west of you. So you only have to count 2,000 amos from that direction. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yisavar she'ef. You set up two Erev for two different halves of Shabbos because you thought you're allowed to. You thought that in the morning you're allowed to go using one Erev further than Yitzchum, and in the evening you're allowed to go in the other direction further than Yitzchum. But that doesn't work. But you put the Erev in both places and you intended for both of them to work. And one of them is actually Kona, but you don't know which one. So you have to take the chumras of both. Lo yazuz mi makomo. If they're both 2,000 amos away from you, you're stuck. Mi beso v'afilu k'mnei yiro eino. You don't even take on the chum of that city. Because you weren't trying to be kona shvisa as a member of the city. You wanted to be kona shvisa where the erivin are. Then you day is a men kona, and you don't know which one of them worked. Valkein eriv hadorum afsidu alpayim shal tzafun ve'eriv hatzafun afsidu alpayim shal darum. So an eriv that's 2,000 amos to the south costs you the ability to go north at all. And the area that's 2,000 amos to the north costs you the ability to go south at all. So yeshal alafama, the man of shechme is erev shekani yeshal alpayimama. If each area is set up 1,000 amos away from you, so you can go 1,000 amos in each direction, which is 2,000 amos from the area that's furthest from it. V'kan ein me erev zeh le'erev zeh ela alpayim, and the distance between the two erevin is only 2,000 amos. V'chutz erevin en yochal lechas afil psiyah achas, but you're not allowed to go even one step past the erevin. The b'kalecha namer shemay erev shekonegda kon. Because you always have to be choshish that the other one is the right Erev, and therefore your Alpayim Mama ends. So to review what we learned tonight, if the guy put your Erev more than 2,000 amos, your Shliach put your Erev more than 2,000 amos away, you are Kona Shvisa at home. You're not stuck in place, either because you're not someone who's Baba Derech, or because the Shliach doesn't count at all, since he didn't do your Shlichus. Nafkamina is if you are Baba Derech, but you sent a Shliach and he didn't do his Shlichus, can we be Mekel? And they said, we can be. And then we said in Simtav Yud Beis that if you sent for two Erevin to be made in different directions, you have to be Machmir for the Chumras of both Erevin. So tomorrow night we will either be sitting on the floor and not being allowed to learn, or we'll be too busy celebrating to be able to learn. So there won't be a shir tomorrow night, Miman Hashach, and Bez Hashem on Thursday night we will learn Simin Tav Yud Gimel Bli Neder, probably Zoom only kind of situation. Okay, have a good night, everybody.